Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
$118 million earmarked for farmers affected by recent heavy rains. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries says $118 million has been made available to farmers affected by heavy rains in May. Portfolio Minister Kasamuda says of that total, $18 million was recently made available to assist farmers and an additional $100 million has been allocated. Over 10,000 farmers were affected by the May rains, with losses amounting to an estimated $794 million. Some 8,862 farmers suffered crop losses of just over $718 million, while over 1,400 farmers lost livestock amounting to $76.2 million. Mr. Samuda says the Agriculture Ministry and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will continue to support the farmers, noting that he is hopeful they will rebound and surpass all expectations for the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show set for August at the Dembe Showground in Clarendon.
Agriculture will grow and continue to grow. So it is affected, yes, by adverse climatic conditions. But the resilience of the farmer, by the organizations that support farming, by a government that is fully behind the agricultural sector, I have no doubt that we will rebound from the last quarter's decline and then continue to grow the economy.
Mr. Samuda is confident that by the end of 2017, the sector will rival its 2016 performance when it contributed just under 7.5% to gross domestic product GDP.
Last year saw the greatest contribution since 2001 to the gross domestic product achieved by agriculture.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Ujima Natural Farmers Market will be held on Saturday, June 10 at 22 Barbican Road next to the Orchid Village Plaza from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, call 982-0746 or email info@sourcefarm.com. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Chink never run till him see crowd. Translation: a bedbug doesn't reveal itself until it sees a crowd. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, your vulnerabilities are often exposed when you least expect it, and some people tend to behave badly when they have an audience. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.